Farm seizures continue in Zimbabwe with reports that President Robert Mugabe's daughter, Bona, has forced off the farm last two white farmers producing seed maize for Top Seed Producing Company. The farm, located about 60 kilometers outside of Harare, was farmed by Scott Hunter. Hendrix Oliver is the director of the Commercial Farmers Union.
We know that the farm is under siege and he's been told to move immediately. At one stage, he was not allowed to remove anything off the farm. We are led to believe that it is a senior beneficiary. This farm produces seed for Zimbabwe, and the impact is that this is one of the last remaining commercial farmers that is now being evicted off his farm.
Ghana football captain Asamoah Gyan has denied being involved in the disappearance of his friend and Ghanaian artist Castro. The rapper disappeared in July after going on a pleasure boat trip with Asamoah Gyan. Allegations in Ghana's media had suggested the disappearance was suspicious. Kisia Yeben is lawyer for the Black Stars captain.
We're taking the opportunity to state without the slightest doubt in our minds that Asamoah Gyan and his group are not blamable for the disappearance of Castro and Janet Bandu. They had no hand in that occurrence, and we have no moral or legal culpability whatsoever. None of us rode out into the open estuary with Castro and Janet Bandu.
On your backs, set, go. Mali's motorbike eye surgeons traveling long distances in extreme heat, visiting remote villages to try and eliminate one of the leading causes of preventable blindness. They go from village to village and treat anyone with the advanced stages of glaucoma, a bacterial infection, before it causes irreversible blindness. Glaucoma is common in children and the women who care for them. It is infectious and is spread by coming into direct contact with the discharge produced from the eyes or nose of an infected person through contaminated objects such as towels.